Peter says, or John records in chapter 21. John said, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together, now these is who's together, and this is the third time that he showed himself after his resurrection. There was together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee. Now, who was the sons of Zebedee? Does anybody know? James and John. Yes, Mark. James and John. And two other disciples whom we do not know who they are. God did not tell us. There were seven there together. And you know what Simon says, the first thing? Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. Now, that reflection can be different things. That, in this reflection, I want to say, Simon was a fisherman from the beginning. What was James and John? They were fishermen. I don't know about these others, the disciples, those two disciples, there's seven of them. And Peter says, I go fishing. He is going back to the prior life. Now, wait a minute. If we turn back to Mark. Let's turn back to Mark just for a moment. Now, I don't have to turn back there, but if you have your Bible, you can. You remember Mark 15, the verses, these two verses, 15 and 16 of chapter 16. Jesus is preparing to ascend back up into heaven to be with God for eternity on the right hand of the Father. What does he say? He tells his followers that are there with him, just moments, I suppose, before he ascends, they see him and John going back up in a cloud, up into heaven. And here he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that does two things, believe, now only two things are mentioned here. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. This is the instructions Jesus has just given them. Peter says, I go fishing. Why? Jesus in his life is not right there with him now, he thinks. Well, what does that mean about us today? Many of us decide when we face the realization of obedience to the gospel. Many, many people might as well say, I go fishing. They're not willing to accept it. They're not willing to do it. And yes, they go fishing. Are they getting closer to Jesus? Where are they following him? From a way off. Then, not only that, but how we affect others is in the verse. They, the other six, they say unto him, we also go with thee. What's he done? Peter, James, and John, Nathanael, the two disciples, they all go with him a-fishing. And we know what that means. They fish all night long. They catch nothing. And as they're coming into shore, not too far off land, they see someone on the beach and a fire burning. And this person on the beach is Jesus Christ waiting for them to come back to him. Now think about that. Jesus patiently waits for us through the long nights of our life when we catch nothing. And what does it say? He had a fire going and meat laid on the fire. What they were looking for. Jesus always has what you're looking for. Just don't be out there on the sea far from Him where there is nothing that you're going to get. What did Jesus say to them? You cast the net on the other side. And they had been out all night, but they did. And what happened? The net was so full of fish, they could not drag it in by themselves. What was it? Great fish. 153 in their nets, and yet the nets did not break. What God, what the Lord has for us cannot be taken away from us if we will obey Him. Now, if they'd have thrown the net on the wrong side of the boat, reckon they'd have got any fish? I can tell you right now, no. If they had decided not to cast the net in the boat, would they got any fish? Well, of course not. How many people will we try to get to understand the plan of salvation and they do not obey? They get no fish. They don't get what God has to offer. And they say, well, we'll wait and do it tomorrow. Or we'll wait, we'll catch them another way. There is no other way except following Jesus' plan. When Peter and John, the one that is beloved of Jesus in verse 7, says, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fish coat about him and did cast himself into the sea. And the others came along later. Now, when they get to Jesus, none of them actually ask him who he is. They recognize it's the Lord. And Jesus said unto them, come and dine, verse 12. And none of the disciples doth ask him, as I said, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord Jesus, then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. Now this is, of course, the third time that Jesus showed himself to them after that he was risen from the dead. So then they had dined. Jesus said unto Simon Peter. Now remember, Peter has denied him three times, but when the Lord, back in Luke, when Peter denied the Lord the third time, what happened? The cock crowed. And Jesus looked at Peter. He didn't have to say anything to Peter, did he? When Jesus looks at you through His Word, He's already said it. When you look through the Word, Jesus has already spoke to you. Do you believe Him? When Peter saw Jesus looking at him, what did Peter do? He went out and wept bitterly. He knew what he had done. Now in John, as Jesus comes to Peter, I'm going to read these few verses. So listen to this. Verse 15. So when they had dined, when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than thee? He said unto him, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Remember what Jesus said back in John? When thou art converted, what? Strengthen thy brethren. Feed my sheep. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him, verse 17, he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? This is the third time he's asked him this. He wants Simon to get a good grip on life down here. He wants Simon to get a grasp of service to the Lord, what he has asked Simon to do before he went fishing, going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Peter said, Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. And then he makes a statement to Peter about Peter's life to come. And he says to Peter, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself and walkest wherever thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And then he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Now at the denial, he was following afar off. Now he's face to face with Christ. He has confronted Christ. Christ has told him three times, asked him, do you really love me? Are you ready for this? And finally, he says, Lord, you know everything. You know I do. And he says, feed my sheep one more time. Then he says, follow me. That's what he's saying to every one of us, isn't it? We have to examine ourselves. Am I really following Christ? Where, as Tim put down on the chart, where are we? And that's the name of the sermon. We have to examine ourselves. Where are we? Am I a child of God? Have I truly been following close to the Lord? Only you and the Lord can answer that. I can't. Oh, I could assume you're close to the Lord. You can fool me if you wasn't. But you know something? You just can't fool the Lord. Now, in the plan of salvation, the most important decision a man can make, or woman, is am I going to follow him? And the next closest decision is, how close am I going to follow? Am I going to smell the dust and hear his sandals? Read closely enough in his word and you'll get a good picture of him. You'll get to hear him speak to you. The plan of salvation is simple for mankind. The world and Satan has made it very, very difficult. There have been other plans set up for mankind by man for salvation of the soul. Some says one thing, some says another. But when you turn in God's Word and find out what God has to say about the plan He designed, there shouldn't be any arguments about it, should there? First of all, you've got to hear the Word. You've got to look into God's Word, or hear it preached to you, or hear it taught to you. You've got to read it yourself, and you've got to have an honest heart to take God's Word for what it says. Once you do that, if you don't believe it, once I've read it, if I don't believe it, it ends right there, Mark 16:15-16. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not is what? First step. Damned. Why? You don't believe that Jesus Christ will be the Son of God. Now, I know each and every one that's sitting here tonight, I'm fully convinced, believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Then comes repentance. And there's been a lot of discussion about repentance throughout the religious world. Jesus said, and Luke was recorded, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. Repentance is a sorrowfulness in the heart. We've said this many times. It is a sorrowful heart, recognition of our sins, and a desire and a willingness to turn away from those sins. If I want to continue in sin, I have no repentance in my life. It ends right there. That's as far as you're following. It's over. But if you are regretting the sins that's been in your life, there's one step. Jesus said, and we always ask people this, just what it's similar to what Jesus said. Who do men say that I am? And Peter in Matthew 16 made the good confession, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And you might say, well, I would never deny the Lord. You have already if you don't obey Him. You have said you don't believe Him. Or you have said, surely this won't work. This couldn't be His plan. Yes, it is. Then, of course, as we mentioned before, we've mentioned baptism here in Mark 16, 15, and 16. It's a simple passage. It's not whoever believes is saved and then can be baptized. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, Whosoever believeth and, addition, baptized, shall be saved. So, there's so many, and if we had time, I would love to go into the authority of Christ. He has all authority in the church. And we would recognize that and admit to it, but will we follow it? You know, I can say, Jesus is my leader. I know He has all power in heaven and in earth, just as the Bible says, but, that little three-letter word, but, you know, I just don't know if He meant what He said. Well, I quit following Him. I don't believe Him. I have denied Him, just like Peter did. At the day of judgment, when the Lord looks at you and I individually, I don't want that look to be like the look He gave Peter when He denied Him. I want that look that He will have for those who are faithful servants when He says, My good and faithful servant, come unto me. What did He say in Matthew 11, 28, 29, 30? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If anyone would like to become a child of God, or if anyone would like to restore their life for any sin in them, in their life, if you would, as Jimmy leads this hymn on the back page, or on the middle, on the back page, Jimmy's going to lead this hymn, Oh, Why Not Tonight? Would you come?